I have one lesson that I keep on learning. You see, life to me is about lesson. Life's really simple. God gives you a body. Without a body, you have no problems, struggles, traumas, no pain. But with a body, we get all of that. It's just a lapse of time before we find the solutions that exist in that problems, in those pains, in the struggle. It's just a lapse of time until we find the resolution, the resolution to it. And it's not just wisdom that's given by people like Gary Vee and Andrew and Eddie, but it's faith that shortens that distance of resistance, that lapse of time between the problem and the solution. I've had a lot of struggle in my life. Anybody here grow up poor? Right on. I feel sorry for the rest of you. You know, I, at 19 years old, read Think and Grow Rich, and it had a major impact on my life. But the impact that it had was a little different because one of the lessons that I didn't know I needed to learn was one of humility. I've learned a lesson through my journey of trying to be rich about you're either humble or you're about to be. And I continually learn that lesson. I've been really good at making money. Anybody here good at making money? Who here has trouble keeping it? You're looking at the king of problems of keeping it. At 36 years old, I lost over $100 million in 2008 and went bankrupt. 9 months out of law school, I was a millionaire. 3 years later, my first exit was $3.4 billion with Thomson Reuters. Kept on making money. Unfortunately, I was buying shit I didn't need to impress people I didn't like. And I see a lot of that energy gap today in social media, right? The difference between I am and this is what I want people to think I am. A lot of these kids I worry about, they're kind of the virtual Great Gatsbys. What I mean by that is Vanderbilt in the 1920s, in that era, people were buying shit they didn't need to impress people they didn't like. They actually had money to lose. The good news for these kids today that post in front of cars they don't own, houses they don't own, giving what I want people to think I am, they don't have anything to lose. So at least they got that going for them. What I've learned is to find people who sit in a situation I want to be in. Think and Grow Rich will teach you to know what you want. It'll teach you the mathematical equation of luck. It'll say what you pay attention to and then what you give intention to, what you think, say, do, feel, and believe you will achieve. It will equal the coincidences in your life. What you pay attention to plus what you give intention to will equal the coinciding of the universe. This is how we manifest things. The earliest seminal personal professional development leader in the world, the one that taught Wayne Dyer, Bob Proctor, Tony Robbins, all based off of Damon John, Ed Milet, who you'll hear today, all learned like me from Think and Grow Rich. But what it didn't teach me, it taught me how to manifest. I could attract by doing that, aggregate, accelerate, and compound everything I desired exponentially, but it didn't teach me how to keep it or grow it. Because what it should have taught, and what I, as chairman of the Napoleon Hill Institute, try to elevate and amplify a message, is how to engineer wealth. And Covey taught, has anyone ever heard, you're the aggregate of the five people that you surround yourself with the most time with? I think that's bullshit too. Or else my mom, who raised six kids on her own, would have been the aggregate of her six kids or her second grade class, because that's where she spent the most time, or filling up turnstiles at convenience stores with greeting cards. But she was much more than that. The reason you're here at Aspire and the reason that I'm here at Aspire is that you want to find a team for the subject matters, the topics, and the expertise that you're looking for. You're looking to manifest in your wealth. Is it social wealth? Is it economic wealth? Is it health wealth? They're all here. The leaders in the world are all here to help you. So what I suggest is that we are the aggregate of the teams that we play for, and we need to be intentional of the position that we play on that team. If anyone's ever read Outwitting the Devil, which wasn't released, it was written in 1930, released in 2011. Sharon Lecter annotated that, my favorite book of all time. Now, that book teaches you how to be wealthy, Outwitting the Devil, not just rich. And guys like Andrew, who was up here with Gary, he's teaching me how to not only keep my money, but let it grow so I create a legacy not just likes. I'm into legacy, not likes. And it's people like Andrew that are teaching me to engineer wealth because I play on the Aspire team now. And I know what I want. I want to make a lot of money for the sake of helping a lot of people. And I want to have fun. I want to do what I want, when I want, with who I want, for as long as I want. That's a lot of fun. And so these people that we play on these teams, we want to make sure, one, they help us know what we want so we can pay attention to it, give intention to it, and create the coincidences, the coinciding of it, but also the who. You see, most people live in a world of nothingness, and hopefully you've already had your breakfast. The world of nothingness, 98% of the people, as they said in Outwitting the Devil, 98% of the people drift through life into nothingness. They live their life quite simply, food in, food out. That's their entire existence. The minute you know what you want and pay attention to it and give intention to it, you now have created a mathematical advantage in your life of possibility. Combined with wisdom and faith, if you find the who in your life, not only who could help you get to where you want, because the fastest way to get to where you want is not only to find someone that's already there, like the guys that are going to be on stage today, and ask them for directions, and feel free to reach out to me. I will give you directions, all the dummy tax that I paid. I know these guys are tax experts, but I am an expert in the most expensive tax that all of you will pay. It's called the dummy tax. It'll cost you everything you ever had and everything you will have. And I will give you directions on how to avoid the dummy tax. And if you play for these teams, you'll realize not only do I need to know what team I want to play for that have people in a position that I want to be in my divine direction, but also, most importantly, knowing our who is who can I help get to where they want to be? Who can I help? And that's where this community, that's why I travel every single month to make sure I make it here on stage to share my wisdom and my faith to shorten the distance of resistance that you're creating in your life. Because no longer are you going to live in this world of, this is what I want people to think I am. Instead, you are going to live in the world of, I am. What am I doing to interfere with it? What am I doing to interfere with it? What am I doing with my sleep? What am I doing with my food, my drink, my movement? What am I doing with my economic status, my finances, my real estate, my tax? How am I engineering wealth, all five types of wealth, in order to live in abundance? Because if you know what you want, it's a possibility. The minute you know your who, it's a probability. And now you just got to follow the directions from the people who are already there. That's how you're going to manifest it or coincide it in your life. Once you do that, it's just a matter of prioritization. So many people can't prioritize. Does anybody here ever feel overwhelmed? Really? That's a surprise. I really appreciate how participatory you are, right? I speak around the world and sometimes like, anybody ever breathe? And nobody like raises their hand. I'm like, fuck, this is a hard audience. Anybody ever procrastinate? How much money, time, emotion, and value in your life has procrastination and feeling overwhelmed cost you? Oh yeah, worry, resentment, guilt, anger, those all come right behind it. Well, let me give you the antidote to procrastination and feeling overwhelmed. It's called prioritization. It is impossible if you know how to prioritize what to do now. By the way, 100% of the things you do now get done. Imagine that. 100% of the things you do now get done. 100% of the things you do next get done. You know what you have to do in order to figure out what to do now and next is prioritize by what's important to you. How do we figure out what's important to me? Knowing what I want, who could help me and who can I help and how to get there. So when we realize knowing what we want, who can help us, how to get it done, we now know how to prioritize in two different ways. One, without circumstance, prioritize for the long run, for the divine direction. And two, how do I prioritize according to circumstances? You see, we're all sharing a human experience. It's simply defined by the time your heart starts till the time your heart stops. That's your lifetime. That's my lifetime. Everything else can fail. You're still alive. Once the heart stops, here's the common denominator of that human experience, 24 hours. There's only one certainty is that you get that 24 hours every single day. God promises you, if your heart is beating, I'll give you 24 hours a day for the rest of your life, except for the last day, I will cheat you. Seconds, minutes, or hours, depending on how lucky you are. But I will cheat you the last day. So how are you going to use that 24 hours? Well, you got to know what you want within the context of the 24 hours, who can help you, how to get it done, and prioritize accordingly. Now, how do we beat the game of uncertainty? Because everything else beyond the 24 hours is uncertain. If any of you can tell me certainly what's going to happen tomorrow, I know how to make billions of dollars. I'll teach you the same. I'll give mine to charity. You keep yours. Do what you want with it. But please don't attach it to an outcome. Just say to yourself, I'm going to get this $1 billion for the sake of what you want in your life, not what I want, not what's missing, not what you don't have. So when we understand the importance of prioritization within the context of 24 hours, we need to have non-negotiable time. So I utilize non-negotiable time. I split my life into half. Half of it doesn't matter what the circumstances are, and the other half is prioritizing according to the circumstances. And most of what I'm prioritizing as a non-negotiable in my divine direction is sleep in my 12 hours. A minimum of 7 hours a day on sleep, no matter what, because that allows me to recover. I'm a sports guy. I know the better you recover, the better you perform. Two, most people don't know when you sleep appropriately, you access information for the next day, right? We are in form and we receive information. When we transform, we receive inspiration, a higher frequency of knowledge, a greater awareness. The combination occurs while we sleep. So that's the number one non-negotiable in my life. I have a sleep coach for 18 years to make sure my mind, body, and soul are in a position to recover and access that information. Then it's a minimum of an hour a day on my health to keep my heart healthy. So what does God tell you? You got to breathe, eat, drink, sleep, and move, or else your heart stops. So I have coaches for those. Then a minimum of an hour a day out with my family and those who are relatives. Every day, 7 days a week. Why? Because 2 minutes a day is worth 2 hours on a Saturday. You see, energy, including money, it has three characteristics. Think about it in context of time, money, value, and emotion. Here's what the energy does. It aggregates, that's why we play for these teams. It accelerates and it compounds exponentially in its outcomes. If you focus in on the behaviors for the sake of what, not I'll be happy when. I told my mom I'd be happy when I made my first $1 million, I buy her a house and a car. I did so, wasn't happy. I then said I'll be happy when I make my first $10 million. In 1995, I did that. And then it was 20 million, 30 million, 40 million, 50 million, 60 million, 70 million, 80. Sounds good, doesn't it? I just kept getting less and less happy because I was attached to an outcome. Once I started saying, I'm going to empower over 1 billion people to make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun for the sake of creating a collective consciousness of abundance to bring everybody together to appreciate our differences, for the sake of that, I immediately was happy and have continued to be for 18 years, which is why I stand on this stage to tell you, join the team. Don't waste today. Be intentional about what you do, say, think, feel, and believe. Use people like Andrew and Eddie to engineer the wealth from where you are today. Because I promise you, if you know what you want, who can help you, how to get it done, prioritize by what's important to you, you won't be searching for your why anymore. These gentlemen and women today that you're going to meet will help you like they've helped me. Apply your why. Apply your why, because you're connected to an omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing source, and you're a resource of that source. Stop interfering with it. I appreciate your time. God bless all of you. I'll see you later.